Welcome to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Alina.
And my name is Nina.
And I wanted to discuss like the value of home ownership and is it truly worth it? I think it could be worth it depending on the person and their financial situation, their lifestyle, and what they need in terms of if it could be worth it for them.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic to discuss because I hear a lot of times that people assume, oh, you're a realtor, so you're always going to say it's a good time to buy a house or a good time to sell a house. And that's just not true because there's plenty of times where it does not make sense for somebody to buy a house or sell their house. And correct. I think it depends, like you said, on the scenario. So what are some examples of times where it most likely would not benefit somebody to buy a house?
So I know we previously discussed in another episode, like renting versus homeownership and what that looks like. So just a snippet of that previous episode. It goes back to your financial situation as well. If you can only afford $1,600, example, for rent, and you're in a one bedroom house and that's all you need, but in order to, you know, buy a home, it's going to cost you, your mortgage payment's going to be double that, and that's out of your affordability and you don't need a three bedroom home, then it may not make sense in that instance. If you can afford a $3,000 payment, I'm not saying $3,000 payment is typical for a three bedroom home, but I'm just saying in general, if you can afford a $3,000 payment comfortably and it makes sense for you, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that, and I say that in terms of that, if that's still living below your means or at your means, then by all means, absolutely buy a home. But also then you have to factor in the responsibilities of home ownership. If your HVAC goes out, what are you going to do? Or do you have the funds for that? If you have a leak in your roof, like those are immediate things that you have to address. It's not, you can't sit around and wait and hope and collect the finances you need to be able to fix a leaking roof, because at that point your kitchen's going to be destroyed. Like your flooring's going to be destroyed. It can become a bigger issue. Yeah. So if you don't have the means to do that, then it probably isn't a good financial decision for you.
Yeah. I mean, certain things like, hey, the exterior of the house or the interior of the house needs new paint. That's something that technically you could sit on for a little bit, you know?
Correct. Correct. Or do yourself, or learn how to do home projects yourself to save some money.
Yeah. I think calculating all your costs to actually own the home, because there's a lot of times I hear people that they, and thankfully these are not my clients, but, you know, I've seen on social media where they get on there and say, you know, I bought a house and then I didn't know all of this would be included in the additional costs. So beyond the mortgage, beyond the taxes, beyond HOA, they have to pay for this. And they just didn't think about it, or their realtor didn't disclose it, or I don't know. But it's definitely, you have to calculate, is it worth it? If you're just living in a city for a short period of time, should you buy a house? Probably not. Because we'd be able to buy it and sell it and make any kind of profit?
Correct.
Probably not.
That's true.
And depending on your lifestyle, if you like to travel. Maybe renting is a better option for you.
Correct.
You know, then you don't have to worry about if something breaks, you're calling the landlord or the property management company, versus if you're the owner, you're going to have to pay for that.
Correct. I do agree. Lifestyle does play a large role in determining if it's a good decision to buy a house or not. At one point in my life, I had considered just being like having like a digital nomad lifestyle where I'm just traveling and living all around the world. And I had already owned my home at that point that I was like, maybe I could just rent out the bedrooms. And then, cause I'm going to come home maybe like once every 3 or 4 months was like the plan, to just, you know, do some business stuff, if anything. And at that point it made sense to own a home because I can rent the other bedrooms out, let the mortgage pay for itself. I still have access to my home when I want to come back home, for anything that I need while I'm still traveling, and I don't have to deal with really having roommates because I'm never here. So it really just truly depends on your lifestyle. And if you are going to be in an area for a certain amount of time, if you don't plan on having any significant job changes, like I think all of that plays a large factor in regards to if it makes sense for your situation.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's asking that question, and the a realtor who's actually caring about your circumstances should be telling you these things also. The other thing within this kind of, should you buy a home or not? Let's say you determine that you should buy a house and then you go and get pre-approved. You might be pre-approved for $500,000, but then you've been used to paying, like, what did you say, $1,800 a month, $2,000 a month. Well, that's going to be a lower priced home. Mm-hmm. So kind of working backwards. So if you are buying a house, making sure you're not in over your head, because then if something, anything happens, then you're going to be house poor. So if you can afford to pay the mortgage, but just barely, the chances that something comes up is high.
Sure.
And then what are you going to do?
Sure. I agree.
So how would someone, I guess, analyze renting versus buying?
I think it depends on the market for sure. And again, your affordability, what you can actually afford. And I guess the other reality of the situation is too, is that rent's high right now as well. Mm-hmm. Like people are paying over $2,000 for a one bedroom studio in some areas. But also is the, if you're able to rent for less than you can afford in a mortgage, then it probably makes sense for you depending on your market. Mm-hmm. But then we talk about markets like Chicago and New York, mm-hmm. where the like houses don't even start. Houses start at the millions. Like it's maybe not Chicago, but I'm thinking of Colorado, where houses start in the millions. The everyday buyer who is making $100K a year can't afford $1 million home. Mm-hmm. So you talk about that. At that point, the market's outpriced itself. You can't even afford to truly buy a home and be comfortable. Homeownership doesn't exist for a lot of people in those areas. Mm-hmm. So I think the market does play a large role in regards to if it's going to be affordable or not for you. This is also why you buy as soon as you can, mm-hmm. because you don't want the market to get so out of control that you'll never get the opportunity to have home ownership.
I think the challenge that a lot of people run into is where they're working. You know, the houses that are close to where they work are so high. So then their option to purchase a home would be require an hour commute or more. Mm-hmm. So if there is a home that makes sense for you to purchase, even if it's not your forever home, if it's something you can get your foot in the door, I would recommend doing it if it makes sense for you. Because the properties I purchased how many years ago, they've more than tripled in price. Mm-hmm. So that's happening all across the board.
I agree.
And so somebody, if you think, oh, I don't want to buy this house right now, that's totally fine. But 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, that same exact house is going to be worth 3 or 4 times more on the price. Mm-hmm. And
I had a client that we have their home up for sale now. It just went under contract a few weeks ago. But they bought it, I think, in 2018. And they haven't done much to it since they've owned it, but they're making $200,000. $200,000. Mm-hmm. So that, which means, and then they're buying a house, we're selling it for $400K. They're making $200,000. They're buying a house for $300,000, which mm-hmm. means that they are going to have a $100,000 loan on their home because they were able to take the equity out of their current home, downsize, buy something smaller, buy something cheaper, put that $200,000 into it. Mm-hmm. And now they have a significantly lower payment.
Because was it their primary residence?
It was.
So tax free?
It was. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. So when you talk about things like that, if you're able, which is amazing that you can buy a home, not do anything to it and just let the market appreciate it over time. Mm-hmm. I mean, let me rephrase that. Do nothing to it, but maintain it.
Yes.
The last thing you want to do is not maintain it mm-hmm. and the roof be falling in. Okay. No, at that point it's appreciating in value, but all you got to do is maintain it, take care of it, and it will continue to appreciate in value without you doing anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. Technically maintain it. You don't even have to upgrade it. You'll still get appreciation. Correct. And then if you really want to be strategic, you could do certain specific upgrades before you sell it to get the most money possible.
Correct.
But just holding on to it
is enough.
The money
itself
is growing.
Correct.
So there's definitely pros and cons. You know, a rental property I had, I just had to get the whole HVAC system replaced. That's
not cheap.
But when I purchased a property, got an inspection, I knew that would be something down the road. So you start setting aside for that.
Sure.
And I always recommend that if someone is purchasing a home, even if right now everything's fine, just start to put a little home repair fund, set it aside. So when those repairs come up, you're not going to be strapped for cash or house poor, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I love about home ownership is the customization, the being able to do whatever you want to it. I don't have to call my landlord and say, hey, can I do this? Mm-hmm. I don't have to get approval. I don't have to not do something that I want and feel comfortable in my home because I had to get approval for it, or, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to get in trouble because I made modifications. But I love the beauty of home ownership because I can do whatever I want to my home.
Yeah.
If minus my HOA, mm-hmm. but we won't go there.
Yeah.
but I love that I can plant a peach tree in my backyard. I love that I can have a blueberry tree. I love that I can have a garden. I can do whatever I want to do.
And I see this on social media also, especially TikTok, where there's these different people and creators that they're so good at making a space beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but they're renting. So they're improving and beautifying a space that they don't own. Mm-hmm. So they're not getting to take advantage of any of that appreciation mm-hmm. that comes from their efforts. And they're still doing it because they want to have a beautiful place
to live.
And they
want to be comfortable.
So then if you're that type of person, consider buying. Because then if you just naturally will do that in whatever space you live in,
they'll appreciate
why not take you. Advantage of that with appreciation?
Agreed. Agreed. So,
yeah, that's just my two cents on it.
Yeah. Well, it's a short episode today, but I thought it was a good topic to talk about just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know people contemplate all the time, you know, whether or not home ownership, you know, is right for them or not. Yeah. And really, you just got to look at those options to kind of determine if it is going to be a good fit for you. No one else can make that decision other than you.
Mm-hmm. And if a realtor is always just saying that buying is the best thing you can do, don't hire that realtor. Well, thank you for listening. We will release a new episode next Wednesday. You can follow us on social media and listen to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for watching.